We'll turn back to Philippians chapter number 4 this evening. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 4. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Drop down to verse number 10. We preached this morning, but verse number 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am wherewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want to look at this again tonight as we was talking about rejoicing in the Lord. And we were talking about this morning as rejoicing as we're marching along. Amen. Just praising God, and how Paul said to rejoice in the Lord always. He means he says, and didn't say this morning, but he said that Lord could rejoice in the Lord always. He said just start rejoicing in Him. And praise God, just keep praising Him and rejoicing in Him, praise God, all the way through eternity. Amen. Praise God, a lot of things we think, well, we come to the house of God, we come to worship the Lord, and we just rejoice in Him and we praise Him then. And that's a good thing, but praise God, we ought to be rejoicing in the Lord before we ever get to the house of God. Amen. We ought to be thanking Him, praising Him for every blessing He's ever bestowed upon Him. We ought to be thanking Him for everything that we have. And we ought to thank Him for His saving grace. Because without the saving of grace of God, we'd all be in hell tonight, lost without Him. But praise God, because Jesus loved us, praise God, before we ever loved Him, praise God, we have an opportunity tonight to rejoice in our salvation, and rejoice in what God's done for us. And Paul said to rejoice in the Lord always. He said, just get started and don't quit. Amen. Praise God. Just begin to worship in the morning. Worship in the morning. Worship Him at noon. Worship in the evening. Praise Him at night. Praise God. Glorifying. Praise God. When you're all by yourself. Glorifying. Worshiping when you're with your family. Worshiping down to the house of God. Worship Him down on the job side. Just worship God and give Him praises everywhere you go. I'm talking about rejoicing in the Lord. We've got something, praise God, down in our soul that the world don't have. Amen. And what they need a little touch of God. And the only way they're going to get it, praise God, if we rejoice and just keep marching on as we go, rejoicing along the way, praising Him and singing, lifting up our voices and then singing praises unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Because He's been so good to us. Rejoice in the Lord always, praise God. He said, and again I say rejoice. Amen. 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 He said, as you're going along, don't forget to rejoice in the Lord. Because He has been so good to me and you. Hey, praise God, when I was lost and undone, He reached way down further than I could reach up. Amen. That hand of God, that right arm of God, that strong hand, the power of the Lord God Almighty. He reached down to an old sinner, lost and undone without Him. I didn't know that I needed Him. Praise God, but He reached down to where I was. I scratched around, dug me out of the muck and the mire. Praise God, lifted me up, cleaned me up, brought me out of that mess. Well, glory. He put my feet upon a solid foundation, Jesus Christ my Savior, and I ain't ever got over that, and I don't ever want to. I want to be, praise God, bound on that rock, praise God, like Paul was through the duration of this thing, all the way into glory, just rejoicing in my Savior, because He first loved me, and He brought me up on purpose. I wasn't no accident. I praise God, when Jesus come to me on that Wednesday night, 1976, He come to where I was, praise God, on purpose.
Amen.
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 Not only did He come on purpose, praise God, He comes with a purpose. Old sinner needing of salvation.
Amen.
He put my feet upon that solid foundation of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you tonight, church, but I've got something to rejoice about. I praise God, I could be in hell tonight with my back broke. I praise God, screaming in the regions of the damned. Praise God, I'm glad that Jesus Christ, my Savior, come to where I was. Praise God, saved me by His marvelous grace. Praise God, that glory, that unmerited favor of God, I didn't deserve
deserve it. You don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. But God Almighty loved us enough that He sent His only begotten Son, that through Him, praise God, you and I might be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He had enough power and strength. Amen. To come to where we was. Put us on that foundation. Hey, something about that foundation. Hey, something about that foundation. Amen. That foundation is sure. That foundation is steadfast. That foundation, it's all them things that we talked about this morning there in the Word of God. How that foundation is sure, and it's altogether lovely. It's a good place to camp out. It's a good place to, praise God, to have an existence. It's a good place to live.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Best place.
Praise the Lord. God Almighty brought us and brings us out of there. Out of the muck and mire, He puts our feet upon that foundation after He cleans us up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God Almighty gives you a second chance.
Amen.
He's not a whole lot of things in this world. People won't give you a second chance.
That's it.
Amen. You hurt their feelings, they write you off. Amen. They cast you off. They won't have nothing to do with you no more. Amen. But God Almighty, I wonder how many changes. How many times did the Lord deal with your heart before you finally got right? Amen.
Bless Him, Lord.
He had every right, praise God, just write me off.
He did me.
Amen. Hey, listen, when I got saved, praise God, that Tuesday night I should have got saved and I didn't. God was a dealing with this little boy's heart and I didn't get right. I went home just as lost as I come. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And I was running from Him. I was trying to get away from Him, but praise God, He wouldn't get away from me.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He loved me so much. He said, son, I ain't going to let you go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. He went home with me that night.
Amen.
He went to school with me the next day. Amen. Praise God. Why did He do that? Because His grace, because His mercy, because He loved me.
Amen.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Praise God. We ought to be praising His name.
Amen.
If I'd have got what I deserved on that Tuesday night, I'd have slipped off into hell, lost forever. But thank God He had mercy on me. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He went home with me. Praise God. And you know what He's doing? Praise God. He said, hey, He sent a big dose of the Word of God home with me. And that Word of God was a working on me. It was a polishing me. It was a cleansing me. It was a helping me. It was a showing me that there was a God in heaven. And no matter what people say, that He did love me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've got something to rejoice about. He said, rejoice. Amen. Always. He said, and then again I say. You know what Paul was saying? He said, praise God, I got in the road to Damascus. I didn't deserve what God done for me. But praise God, He let me get in. And I'm just enjoying it. And he said, praise God, I just reboot every day.
Amen.
And again I say, rejoice.
Amen.
I'm happy in the Lord.
Amen.
But Bill, I'm not rich. And we're not real good looking.
No.
Amen.
Bless Him, Lord.
But praise God, we're rich in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We're blessed beyond measure.
Amen. Amen.
That's all that matters.
Amen.
Hey, I've watched. They was 1 year. I done 18 funerals in 1 year. Amen. I hate doing funerals. You can't enjoy doing funerals. Now sometimes they rejoice again, praise God, when you know that old saint of God just went, they just graduated.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you get those where you know that they never got in, boy, and it's sad. It breaks your heart.
It
rips your heart, praise God. It rips your heart out. It rips your heart out for the family. Because even if they are folks that's saved, they'll never see them again.
That's it.
Amen. But God Almighty, praise God, He's so real and He's so alive and He's so vibrant. And He's still touching sinners. Still saving by His mercy. And no matter how many times I've went to the funeral home, no matter how many times I've fallen down the road, no matter how many times that hearse is pulled up to the gravesite, they don't unload. Hey, you may load up a U-Haul and take with you, but when you get to the gravesite, that's as far as it goes.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. It's as far as it goes.
Amen.
But praise God, when you got the Lord Jesus Christ and you're on that that foundation of Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God, that's all you need.
Amen.
Amen. You can pull up and say, glory, hallelujah, we've arrived.
Amen.
And I got He said, I got everything I need with me.
Amen.
Amen. Said, I come fully prepared, fully equipped. I pray God loaded for bear. Glory, hallelujah. Me and my Lord Jesus Christ, and that's all I need.
Amen.
Amen. I pray God, He's still an every perfect God for every occasion.
Amen.
That's all we need.
Amen.
I try to tell these people all the time, praise God, when you enter into this life, when you enter into relationships, when you enter marriage, when you enter into a family, praise God, you got to seek the Lord Jesus Christ and make Him the center part of it.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, just get in and just rejoice on what the Lord's doing for you.
Amen.
Look at rejoice in what the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
Where He brought me from. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, sorry, wicked, vile, corrupt something another.
Amen.
Amen. This old flesh is still that. Yeah. That I would do not, and that I would not that I do.
Amen.
I kind of feel like old Paul. Paul said, I was on the road to Damascus. He said, I was wicked indeed. I pray I was exceedingly wicked. I don't know why Jesus come to where I was, but He did. He come to where I was. Praise God, He got a hold of me. I fell on my face. Praise God, I couldn't do nothing. I won't say, praise God, we can't do nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. When we try to do it by ourselves, we'll fall on our face just like Paul did. But praise God, when we come up with a newness of life and a new attitude in Him, and our feet on the foundation of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can do all things.
Amen. That's what He said.
Amen. Paul was preaching here to the Philippians. He was trying to tell them to stay encouraged and to stay as encouragers, to keep lifting up the precious name of Jesus. Praise God. And then Paul says, and he goes through this down through verse 9, but then he gets to verse 10 and he says this. He said, I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
Amen.
I got to think about this evening. I thought, glory to God. Amen. Paul was already beside himself. He already realized what Jesus done for him. He was already rejoicing from morning, noon, and night. He said again, praise God, rejoice. He said, I was rejoicing. I was praising God in every aspect, everything coming and going. And praise God. And he said, I'm just going to do it again. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, that's where I was at. He said, but then I come to myself. And I said, hey, listen. He said, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
Amen.
He said, I was excited about what was taking place.
Amen.
I was excited about praising God. Amen. And the more I thought about the opportunity that He gave me to praise Him, the more I wanted to praise Him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
Amen.
He said, like I got a reboot, got an extra gear. Amen. He said, praise God, I just put the pedal to the metal and I went for broke.
Amen.
I said, wait, I don't care what the world says. I don't care what they think. I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord. I wonder what happened around us in the community if we just got to worship and praising God.
Amen.
Rejoicing in the Lord. Because He is good.
Amen.
And His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We got telling folks that. And we told it, believing it. I wonder how it changed. Number one, how it would change our attitudes. Number two, how it would change attitudes of those around us.
Amen.
Houses would become homes.
Amen.
Amen. Where a sin and violence was present, it would become a thing of the past.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified and lifted up, and He would begin to fill hearts to overflowing. Where that love of God, praise God, that's down in us, praise, it would come up out of us, glory to God, and it'd run over to a lost and dying world, and they'd get the can't help it, and they wouldn't care.
Amen. Amen.
You'd be able to walk up to a stranger, brother, sister, Christ, just a total stranger, and say, I love you. Praise God. And mean it.
Amen.
Amen. You could get ready to go to bed at night, and you could hug your wife, your husband up real good and say, I love you. Amen. I thank God for you. Amen. And rejoicing in the Lord, what He's given us. He said, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care may have flourished again. Amen. Praise God. He said, they said, you wanted to do your part. And he said, because you have the want to, he said, I just got to praising God again.
Amen.
Amen. He said, because I want to, because you had a want to, because you had a desire, praise God, I just got to rejoicing in the Lord again.
Amen.
I said, thank you, Lord Jesus, praise God, for the people you've given me in my life that want to do something to lift up your name. Praise, hey, he got him a spell, glory, hallelujah. And he just began to shout it out because somebody, praise God, was on his side. Somebody wanted to walk along. Somebody wanted to go a little further with him.
Amen.
Amen. Tell you what you won't do. You won't bless this little preacher. You just get in, go with me.
Amen.
And let's just go for Jesus, praise the Lord. Amen. Just lift up His name and praise Him for all that He's already done and what He wants to do right here.
Amen.
What He wants to do in this community.
Amen.
Amen. The souls that He's trying to save, even in spite of us.
Amen.
Amen. He's pricing out help by the basket, by the bushel full.
Amen.
Amen. And folks are starting to get in. They're starting to look around at this old world and the turmoil they're in. Amen. They're starting to say, there's got to be something better than this. There's got to be something that'll give me some hope. Something I can put my hope in.
Amen.
And then God.
Amen.
God just showed up. Paul said, yes, I was there. I was praising God. I was worshiping God. I was rejoicing in the Lord. And he said, then I just had to go again. Amen. Have me another big spell, praise and worship God, because He said that at the last of it, at your your care for me hath flourished again.
Amen.
Wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Amen. Paul said, "You know, I got word." Hello, listen. He said, "I got word. Praise God, where I was." That there were some folks over at Philippi that was wanting to be a help. There were some folks over at Philippi that wanted to get in. There were some folks over at Philippi that wanted to do something for God.
Amen.
Paul said, I just rejoiced again.
Amen.
He said, I give God praise. Don't you love it when folks want to get in?
Amen.
Amen. Don't you just love it when people want to do just a little something for the Lord? Amen. Praise God, you're never too young or never too old. To do something for the Lord. We need to lift up each one, but to edify, to encourage each one of us to do something for the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, I know that you've laid aside. Mm-hmm. See, they was somebody that was making preparations. Mm-hmm. They said that you lacked opportunity, but you were making preparations. Amen. He said, you was thinking about me. You was working on my behalf. You was doing things for me, praise God, that I couldn't do for myself. You was making preparations.
Yes.
Amen. You know, that's all God asks.
Amen.
If we just put forth a little bit of effort.
Amen.
Hey, God said, little as much if God is in it. He said, if we just make a little bit of preparation, if we just make a little bit of a start, God said, I'll take it from there.
Amen.
I'll be the blessing. And he said, I will be the blesser.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, I know what you've done. But he said, hey, I also know that you lacked opportunity. I want to say God's opened the window of opportunity to us today. Amen. The fields are wide already to harvest.
Amen.
Amen. These folks are moving. These folks are wanting. There's folks are looking for something. There's folks right now, listen to me, that are scared to death what's going to take place. These people already, I don't know how many people this week I've heard, oh, preacher, what do you think? Are we going into World Amen. War III? Are we going into World War III? I said, I don't know, but don't really matter. Praise God, we just got to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith.
Amen.
He promised He'd be there with us. He'd help us.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Lord Jesus Christ, did you save her? That's the main thing. Praise God, because we're going to need Him. We're going to need each other. Paul said, praise God, I couldn't make it, but praise God, you started making preparations. And you was looking for an opportunity to be a help to me.
Amen.
Paul just took off and had him another spell. Rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen.
What God's doing.
Amen.
That's what I do. Amen. Sometimes I just get beside myself. Praise God. I see things happening in the church. That little subtle changes that you see, subtle changes that you see in people's lives. Amen. They come in like there's a darkness and a shadow over them. And in a little while, praise God, they start to come out of the darkness, start to come out of the shadow, the light starts to shine in them.
Amen.
Amen. They begin to get a glow to them. Amen. You begin to get in the Word, you begin to get teaching, instructing, preaching. Praise God, a light goes off in them. Praise God, and all of a sudden, they come out of the darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Paul said, that's what took place. I was praying, I was anticipating what God was doing. I was rejoicing, praise God, before it ever happened, looking for it to happen, because it's a promise of God.
Amen.
Amen. We just got to remember the promise of God. Amen. Praise God, we got to remember the promise of God. Amen. Listen to what he says. He said, not that I speak in respect of want. Amen. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, it wasn't because I had a want. He said, I've learned, praise God, being in this for a while, praise God, to just be content where I am. Amen. He said, just being content in the Lord. Because the Lord knows exactly what we need. Amen. Hey, he's never been a minute that he don't know whether you're hungry or not.
That's
true. Amen. There's never been a minute that he has to wonder whether you got a roof over your head or not. Amen. God said, I'll take care of all that. See, first kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
He said, ain't no problem with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I've learned to be content. Look over, let me just show you something right quick. Look over Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. Yeah, look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. He said, let your conversation, that's your manner of living.
Amen.
Amen. That's our conversation. How we live and how we live for Christ. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness. Amen, praise God. He said, we're not supposed to be greedy. Hello?
Yeah.
He said, and be content, watch this, and be content with such things as you have. But now watch this. Be content with, a church, he said, be content with such things as ye have. What do we have?
Amen.
Now listen, what do we have? He goes on in this verse. He said, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.
Amen.
Who's he?
Amen.
It's himself. It's Jesus. It wasn't somebody else, but it's Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Paul said, I am content where I'm at, no matter what the situation, because everywhere that, well, glory, he said, everywhere that I am, there he is.
Amen.
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 I don't understand why we can't come to the house of God and worship every time we come.
Amen.
He said, well, preacher, if the Lord would just show up. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Lord has already showed up. It's you that's missing. Amen. It's us that's missing. The Lord is here. The Lord is in this place, praise God. It's just you and me that ain't ready and working and willing, praise God, to worship.
That's the truth.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do we have to put forth a little effort? Have to pray and seek God's face and ask Him to help us. Just fill us, praise God, with His Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So you come wound up, ready to go. God, amen. Pray. I like to be like, you remember when we were kids, they had them little wind-up toys, had a crank in their side, and you wound them up like that. You held their little feet, and you wound them up like that. And praise God, and when you set them down,
yeah.
Remember them?
Yeah.
That's the way we ought to be. That's what Paul said, praise God. He said, hey, listen, just rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. He said, come down to the house of God, wound up like one of them little old toys, and just waiting on God just to set us down. We can go.
Amen.
Amen. Praise His holy name. You know why people don't like church? Because there ain't nothing there.
That's it.
Amen. But when the Spirit of God moves in, when it's real, amen, when you get excited because there's something in you that's just dying to get out.
Amen.
You get the can't help it's in you. Don't care.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have visitors and they look at me like I'm a foreign object.
Yes, amen.
That's all right. That's all right. Hey, when I went to Bible college, you know one class I didn't take? You know what it was? The preaching class. Amen. I said, well, you need to take this class in order to learn to preach. I probably should have took it. Everybody said, yeah. That would have probably been better if you had. Amen. But I could, the Lord would not ever let me take that.
Yes, Him, Lord.
He said, I didn't call you, praise God, to be something you ain't. He said, I got on that bank on the river, praise God. And I said, Lord, when I surrendered, I said, Lord, here I am. I'm just no wicked, vile thing. I'll just be a vessel for you. Lord, if you can take this and use it, I'm yours.
Amen.
Amen. I'm yours. He said, that's all I want.
Amen.
Amen. He said, just present yourself.
Amen.
A living sacrifice.
Holy and acceptable.
Unto me. Holy and acceptable unto me.
Amen.
And I'll take you and I'll use you. And I'll get the glory out of you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, He's got the glory out of me. And about everything else. Wore out. But praise be to God. Amen. I just tell you, be honest with you.
Amen.
When I ain't preaching, I can't hardly walk.
But
I hurt all over. My back's busted. My leg's busted. My hips are gone. Said I got to have all new stuff.
Amen.
So I'm talking to the doctor, see if they can just jack this one up and put another nun me. Amen. Like a total body. Amen. Let me start from scratch. Amen. A renovation. One of these days I'm going to get that.
Amen.
But until then.
Until then.
When I'm preaching, you know, I don't hurt at all.
No,
I can jump. I can shout. I can cut flips. And I don't feel a thing. Amen. I don't hurt. That's why I just like to preach all the time. Amen. It takes my mind off of it. Takes my body somewhere else. And
Amen.
He gives me His. To just to worship Him in spirit and truth. I know what Paul's talking about.
Amen.
He said, rejoice. And again, I say, just rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. Because one of these days, all this sickness and sorrow is going to be gone. He said, I thank you, praise God. He said, just be content in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that you have. That's one, that one that's doing business in you.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way?
Amen.
Paul knew what he was talking about. He closes with this. Paul says, I know both how to be obese and how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Now you get that. Have you ever thought about what Paul's saying right there? He said that in everything. Now stay with me. Let's take us through. Let's get what Paul's saying right here so we can go home and say we learned something down at the house of God. Paul said, he said, when I'm full, praise God, or when I'm hungry. He said, when I come to the house of God, when I come before God, and I come before God hungry. Praise God, I know within myself, I know that God's going to touch me, He's going to help me, and He's going to feed me because I come longing to be fed.
Amen.
Amen. He said, when I come hungry, praise God, He's always got a morsel
Amen.
For me. He's never sent me away from the table hungry.
Amen.
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 But then he says, when you get full, praise God, just go out and pour it out. Amen. Paul said, I know how to be hungry. And he said, I also know how to be full. He said, well, I get full of God. I get full of the goodness of God. Praise God, I realize the blessings and the stirring in my heart.
I realize the help that God's given me so that I can help somebody else along the way. Amen.
Amen.
Paul said to just rejoice in what God has given us. What He's given us, praise God. He said, I know how to be full. He said, I know how to be hungry. How to abound and how to suffer need. And then Paul hesitates. Paul pauses. Amen. It's like he said, how do I know all this? Where does this come from?
Amen. Amen.
It ain't of this world. This is from somewhere else. Paul said, this is bigger than we are. He says, I can do all things.
Amen.
Just think, as Paul's thinking this in his head, he's saying it. Now, Paul used an Emmaus. That's someone that would, Paul was just pretty near blind. I guess you'd say in our time he'd be legally blind. That's why he had Dr. Luke would lead him around by his hand. Luke would go with him where he went. Dr. Luke, the physician, and he would take him, praise God, and his paw would be touched of God. Dr. Luke would write this stuff down for him. Amen. And I can just see this, Brother Bill. I see a Paul there, and he's writing this letter to the Philippians. And he's done told them to rejoice in the Lord. And he said, again, just keep rejoicing. He said, no matter what happens, no matter circumstance, just keep rejoicing. Just keep praising God.
Amen.
I want to tell you, you get praising God. You just keep praising God. No matter how dark and dismal it gets, you'll come out on the other side shouting.
Amen.
Amen. We'll come out on the other side shouting and praising God. But he said, I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
Which strengtheneth me. Write that down, Luke. Did you get that? Did you get that? That's good. That is good. Amen. That, you can build a life on that. You can be encouraged. Luke says, Paul, God is, Paul was beside him. He said, make sure you got that. Did you get it right? You know, Paul's excited. He said, I can do all things through Christ. I may be half blind. I may be half crippled. I may be half crazy. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Amen.
Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Paul got excited. I get excited. You know what? That's why you understand why I get so excited?
Amen.
Amen. The same God that loved me, the same God that can do everything through Paul, can do the same thing through us.
Amen.
Amen. We can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us, me and you. Praise God. Even for His glory today. Amen.